The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, June 27th is very complicated. I'm actually genuinely confused about this. It's one of those situations where you read the headline and you're like, what the hell? But then you read the details of the story and you get a better understanding of what the hell is going on. So let me read the headline for you. Listen, Alabama woman shot in the stomach during fight, indicted for the manslaughter of her unborn baby. Here's the context. Marsha Jones has been indicted by a grand jury over the death of her unborn baby after she was shot in the stomach when she was 5 months pregnant. Let's go to the Hill for the report, please.
An Alabama woman was indicted for manslaughter when she was shot and her unborn child died because a grand jury said she initiated the confrontation. Marsha Jones of Birmingham was 5 months pregnant when Ebony Jemison shot her in the stomach in December 2018. Jemison was charged with manslaughter by police, but the grand jury did not indict her, leading to the dismissal of the charges, AL.com reported. Pleasant Grove Police Lieutenant Danny Reed argued Jemison had merely defended herself after Jones initiated the fight.
I've never heard of anything like this. The shooting was the result of a fight between Marsha Jones and Ebony Jemison outside of a Dollar General store. Police Lieutenant Danny Reed alleges the fight stemmed because of the unborn baby's father. Lieutenant Reed also alleged the pregnant woman initiated the fight and therefore bore some responsibility, keyword some responsibility, regarding injury to the unborn child. The official statement is Ms. Jones initiated and continued the fight, which resulted in the death of her baby, who relied on her for protection. The fetus was dependent on its mother to try to keep it from harm, and she shouldn't seek out unnecessary physical altercations. The young lady, Ebony Jemison, was initially charged with manslaughter, but the charge was dismissed when the grand jury failed to indict her. I am so confused by this situation, okay? I absolutely feel like Marsha Jones does have a responsibility to that unborn child in her stomach. No drinking alcohol, no drugs, no cigarettes, nothing that can affect the life of that unborn child. Being 5 months pregnant and initiating a fight with another woman over the baby daddy is absolute ignorance. Now, I'm all about my Second Amendment rights, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So if Ebony had a gun and she's attacked, I can't be mad at her for protecting herself, because that's what guns are for. Now, it's easy to say, hey, Ebony shouldn't have done that to a pregnant woman, but I'm not going to tell Ebony how to react. Okay, pregnant or not pregnant, you have to defend yourself. Okay, your fight or flight instincts kicked in and it's all about self-preservation. I understand. The problem I'm having with this situation is that when I read it, it just all sounds stupid. Okay, Marsha is an absolute idiot. I have no remorse for anyone initiating a fight at 5 months pregnant. She made a poor choice, and it cost her the life of her baby. I'm just not sure if she should be charged with manslaughter. I mean, what if she was speeding in a car and got in a wreck and lost the baby? That's a poor choice, but would she be charged with vehicular manslaughter for that? Like, charge her with assault for starting a fight and then let her have to live with the guilt of causing her baby to be harmed. But charging her with manslaughter, I don't know about that one. I do understand how she is responsible for the well-being of her unborn child, though, and fighting while being 5 months pregnant is definitely not responsible. But the backdrop of this happening in the state of Alabama, okay, where fetuses seem to have more rights than regular people, is really blowing me. So this is what I'm going to do, because I'm just not sure of who should get Donkey of the Day. All right, you know we do Donkey of the Day replay 9:30 a.m. every morning. We got a poll on Breakfast Club's Twitter page, and you tell me who should get Donkey. Who should get this hee-haw? Should it be Marsha Jones, the young woman who lost her baby and was charged with manslaughter? Should it be Ebony Jemison, the young lady who actually shot the young lady in self-defense? Or should it be the law enforcement in Alabama who charged Marsha Jones with manslaughter? All right, go to @BreakfastClubAM's Twitter page and let us know. And at 9:30 a.m., we will crown the Donkey of the Day in this situation, because I really don't know who should get Donkey of the Day in this situation, because this whole story needs to get the credit it deserves for being stupid to me. But I'll let y'all decide. Okay, I told y'all at 9:30 a.m. I was going to tell y'all who was going to get Donkey today. We put a poll up on Breakfast Club AM's Twitter page. It's going to be up for the next 23 hours, but in the first hour, we got over 1,100 votes, and 21% of the people say Marsha Jones, who got shot at, should get Donkey today. 14% of the people say Ebony Jemison, the shooter, should get Donkey today. But 65% of people say law enforcement is to blame for charging Marsha Jones with manslaughter when she is the woman that was pregnant, got shot, and lost her baby. So if that's what the people say, then this is what's going to happen. Please give law enforcement in Alabama the biggest hee-haw. Charlamagne Tha God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!